Page 32. Track 40. Listening 3. 1.
I had the worst thing happen to me this morning. I was running to catch the bus and I was talking on my cell phone at the same time. Anyway, it was raining hard and just as I got to the bus stop, I dropped my phone in a gigantic puddle. Some nice man helped me find it. It was completely soaked. The man told me to take the battery out and let all the parts dry out during the day. It sounded like a good idea, so I tried it. I put the battery back this afternoon and tried to make a call, but it doesn't work at all. Now I'll have to go to the phone store and get a new one.
2.
I had quite a mishap last night. I got home from my office really late, about 11 p.m. I reached in my pocket for my keys. My phone was there, but no keys. I was locked out of my apartment. Then I remembered that I left my keys on the checkout counter at the grocery store at lunchtime. But it was too late to go back there. My apartment manager has an emergency number, but she charges a fee if you get locked out at night. I decided to call anyway. She came over and let me in. She was pretty nice about it, but as soon as I get my key back, I'm going to make a copy and give it to a neighbour.
3.
I had a little problem this morning. I was in my boss's office. As I was heading back to my own office, I accidentally knocked some things off her desk onto the floor. I was horrified. She had a picture of her kids on her desk. I was afraid that I broke it. Actually, the picture was fine, but I knocked her coffee cup over. There was coffee on her rug. She said not to worry about it. She was going to call someone to clean the rug at the end of the day, but I ran into the kitchen and got some plain soda. It worked perfectly. The stain is completely gone. Now my boss doesn't have to call a rug cleaner.
4.
I got some ink on my new shirt at work yesterday. At first, I thought it was just some food I spilled at lunchtime, but then I realized it was ink from a leaky pen. I just bought that shirt last week. Anyway, I called my friend Lisa. She told me to put some plain soda on it and then wash it in cold water. I thought I should take it to the dry cleaner, but she said this would work. It sounded like a cheaper solution too. So I poured some soda on it and threw it in the washing machine. When I took it out, the stain was still there. In fact, it looked worse. Now I'm going to have to buy a new shirt.